Ralphie Radio Show, it'd be an understatement to say that Train's Hey Soul Sister is pretty popular. After all, it outsold Beyoncé's single Ladies. It's the highest selling single for Columbia Records of all time. In addition to all the love it's obviously been shown at radio and on television, it's been featured in a number of different commercials as well. And Pat Monahan from Train certainly aware of that. Matter of fact, listen to this exchange between Pat and I this past July on the Ralphie Radio Show.
Going back to Hey Soul Sister, the commercials that has been featured in has been something else too. Have you been surprised by that? You've had Samsung, you've had HP. Did I see Maytag using it in a dryer commercial as well?
I hope so.
Because that means free dryers coming to your house, right?
No, they don't do it that way. But you know, I was asking if we could get If It's Love in a cell phone commercial, because you know, it's hold your cell phones up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just be glad that we made it here alive. And that hasn't happened yet, but maybe that'll come along our way too.
I'll tell you one person that probably does not want that to happen. His name is Keith Steckler. He works at an ad agency in New York City, and he's launched a campaign online. It's called Stop Advertising From Pulling a Train. .info. That's the website you can go to. He is completely against advertisers using Hey Soul Sister in their commercials. Keith joins me from New York City. We'll find out why right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Keith, thank you again for making some time. And so many people like this song. Why don't you?
You know, I'm sure the guys are great. And I think indicative of that clip you just played, I'm sure they're nice gentlemen. But the song has completely been oversaturated, and I was just tired of it. And I think it just came to a boiling point one weekend where two commercials back featured the song. And I said, you know what? We have got to do something about this.
Congratulations on the press you've received. I mean, obviously, you know, my show's a small thing compared to being cited by some of these trade publications and CNN as well. Now, Keith, as I mentioned, you work at an advertising agency, correct?
That's true.
Break it down from your professional opinion for me here. If you were consulting with a company and they came to you and said, hey, we want to use Train Hey Soul Sister in our commercial, how would you get them not to do it?
Show them the blog. And to be honest with you, I've been hearing from other industry peers that the blog has shown up in internal meetings when one might suggest a train song. And again, not my intent, but I think we're at the point where people who were not aware of the blog now are and do not want to appear on the blog.
I've noticed on the blog it's mostly, of course, about Hey Soul Sister, because that's been obviously one of their, if not the most popular song they've ever put out, certainly within the past couple of years. But you talk about all Train songs in there as well. Are you, at this point, because of the oversaturation, as you call it, of Hey Soul Sister, are you against any company using Train in their advertisements? Any song?
No, you know, I think what it was is we had just gotten over the pain of Hey Soul Sister. And then holidays come up, and Coke wants to use a song that they wrote specifically for Coke.
Right.
When you are commissioning them to write an original song for your advertising, it's gone a little too far.
I would imagine that isn't cheap either.
No, not at all, especially after their great success and, you know, number one iTunes song. So I'm sure their bill has a few zeros in it at this point.
Absolutely. We're talking with Keith Steckler here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Works at an ad agency in New York, and he launched this campaign that's been pretty successful. Stop Advertising From Pulling a Train. .info is the website. If you ever met Train, what would you say to the guys?
I would say congratulations. I mean, let's be honest. The legs that they've taken with this song have been insurmountable. I'm sure they didn't set out to be the number one iTunes song, but congratulations and kudos to them. But it's time to stop. And I was hopeful that 2011 would bring us a new year without Train, but unfortunately we're only a few days into it and we're not off to a good start. So we got to see if we can change that.
That's right. After all, Marry Me, their latest single, they have a new mix of it for radio and that's starting to take off. So Keith, as much as I want to say it's going to be a bigger and brighter 2011 for you on this front, I'm not sure that's quite the case, buddy.
Well, you know, we have we can add as many pages to that blog as we need to, so I urge those guys to continue what they're good at and let me continue what I'm good at.
At nothing else, even if you're a huge fan of Train, I think you'll find this site pretty amusing, at the very least. Stop Advertising From Pulling a Train.info. We'll link up with it on the Ralphie Radio Show blog as well. Keith Steckler, calling in from New York City, making some time for the RRS. Keith, thanks for being such a good sport, man.
Hey, I appreciate the time.